Federal News Radio has been telling you about the ambitious goals for this year's National Capital Area Combined Federal Campaign. After raising over $50 million by the end of December, the deadline was extended in an effort to hit this year's target of $67 million. Linda Washington's chair of the local federal coordinating committee of the CFCNCA. She's also a senior policy advisor for community initiatives at the Department of Transportation. Linda, welcome to the Federal Drive. Nice to talk to you again.
Well, good morning, Francis. How are you?
I'm well, and I'm wondering how we're making out. Are we getting to that 67 million number?
Oh my gosh, we are doing great. As of today, we're at $66.7 million, another record-breaking year. We are actually $200,000, we've raised $200,000 more than we did last year. So we're going to make that $67 million goal.
I feel like Jerry Lewis with the big number, and I'm pitching it over to Linda to get a number, an update on the number. What was different this time around than the way you've done it before?
Well, you know, we had a lot of a focus on getting new donors involved and young donors involved. And, you know, some of the agencies that have come through have done an incredible job. For example, Department of Defense, for the second year in a row, raised over $17 million. The Department of Health and Human Services raised a record $6.1 million, which was $500,000 over what they raised last year. And we had even had smaller agencies, like the Farm Credit Administration, who raised 138% of their goal. I mean, we've had some incredible initiatives this year. We've tried to expand our e-giving this year, and we've done a great job in that regard. We've enhanced our online giving through blogs, Facebook, Twitter, GovLoop, and other communities. And so we've added new things to the campaign. A lot of the campaigns have had 5K walks, 1K walks, and it's just been incredible, the creativity this year and the giving that's gone on and the volunteerism that's gone on this year.
You mentioned the new federal employees, young folks, and trying to bring them in. Talk about reaching out to people, young or old, who are just working for the federal government for the first time and educating them about what the CFC does and what their opportunities are for giving.
Well, I'm so happy that you asked that question. And by the way, I'm in that group of young folks, Francis.
Of course you are. I knew that.
But we have created a Young Donor Advisory Council to help shape our outreach. And we are engaging young folks in each one of our agencies. We did something very different this year in that we had a Lend a Hand Happy Hour, which was actually co-sponsored by GovLoop and the Washington City paper. And it was especially to reach out to young employees. And it had gave them an opportunity to interface with charities. We had about 30 charities there, and over 200 young folks were there. So, again, we're having the blogs, Facebook. We've got an excellent website where new employees and young employees can learn about the Combined Federal Campaign, because you're right, it's all about what is this whole thing called Combined Federal Campaign?
Your positive energy and your passion are oozing right out of the phone, Linda, but there's got to be something about working on this that is a concern or a challenge or an area that you see for improvement or something like that.
Well, we want to continue our e-giving because that, you know, it continues to help us to be more efficient and cost-effective. But let me say this to you. I cried a lot during this campaign because I heard heart-wrenching stories from federal workers and also charities about the needs out there. But I also heard heartwarming stories about how charities and federal employees are helping. And so I have to say that I'm just so inspired by what federal employees are doing. You know, we just celebrated Valentine's Day, and that's the day of love. And really, God's commandment says that we should love one another as he has loved us. And that's what we do through the Combined Federal Campaign. We show our love and our caring. And I just want to thank all of the federal employees who are involved in this. You know, some give money, some volunteer their time. But on behalf of the 4,000 charities and the many people that feds have helped, I just want to thank all the federal employees. It's a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I'm inspired by them.
All right. Talk about this deadline extension. You've extended it. How long? When are you going to cut this off to try to collect to hit this goal and then start to ramp up for next time?
Well, we've already started to ramp up for the next time. However, our goal actually, our campaign actually ended January 17th. But we have a huge campaign. In fact, Francis, this is the largest workplace giving initiative in the world. And so pledges are still coming in. We're working with 350,000 federal employees. We have 35,000 volunteers. So the pledges are still coming in. We're hoping to have the final numbers once we've processed everything. And, of course, we have to audit the numbers as well. We hope to have the final numbers in the April time frame.
Well, I imagine you want to take an opportunity to guard people against complacency, since it does sound like you're close to the goal, but you're not quite there yet. So you don't want people sitting on their hands just yet, right?
Well, that's right. And the pledges are going to come in. Actually, we're going to recognize all of the accomplishments today at a finale that we're having to thank all of the many, many volunteers and to recognize the agencies that have gone over $1 million and to recognize people that are involved in marketing the campaign. So you're right. Everybody, if you feel my enthusiasm, you should hear some of the other feds and talk to some of the other feds. It's incredible.
Well, congratulations on the work you've done so far, and good luck hitting that goal. It doesn't sound like you got much to go.
No, we do not. And thank you so much. I want to really thank you at Federal News Radio for all of your support. You've been there with us from the very beginning, and we truly appreciate it.
We're happy to do it. Thanks for being with us this morning, Linda.
Thank you, and good talking to you.